My first guest is on the line. You know her name. You've heard it many times here on Chai FM. She is Simone Herring. She's a literacy and dyslexia therapist and host of Out of the Box right here on Chai FM. And I am talking to her because I want to understand an article which just appeared in my broadband. I'm just going to read you the title of the article because it is startling. 5% of South African learners only 5% of South African learners reach 50% in matric maths. That is a very frightening statistic. And to help us unpack it and understand it is Simone. Simone, are you as concerned about that statistic as I am?
Simon, I think the statistics are frightening, not only for mathematical literacy, but also for reading literacy. And asking myself the question of, is this dyscalculia or is it other problems that can cause a math literacy difficulty? And there are a myriad of things.
Take me through them.
Okay, so first of all, there is no diagnostic testing that is happening in the government schools for dyscalculia. So we actually don't know how many children could be dyscalculic, but they say that there is, in a class of 30 children, maybe 3 have dyscalculia.
Simone, you need to explain that term to me because I saw that all over the place and I had no idea what it is.
So dyscalculia is it's a specific learning disorder like dyslexia is. Mm-hmm. And maths is not intuitive. We, unlike reading, where when we are born, we aren't born with an area in our brain that learns to read. Maths, we do have that in our brains, but we need to create other neural pathways, other ways, if a child is not learning maths, other ways to learn maths, which is through a multisensory way of teaching. But just going back to the question of, are these children all dyscalculic? If you look at the gaps in teaching because of the problems that start way before matric, I mean, often the blame is laid at the door of the matric teacher.
Yeah.
But these problems have existed since grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. And in the government schools, they have not picked up. So the child comes in with a weak foundation. They haven't mastered reading fluency, comprehension, and number sense, and they struggle to learn to read as well as to do maths as they go up the grades. Then there's the language barrier. So many children learn in their home language, but by grade 4, they then switch to English. And so comprehension drops dramatically because their English is poor and they're learning in a second language. Then there's the problem of overcrowding classrooms, 40 to 60 learners in a class. It's impossible to give individual support. And moving then on to teacher training and support, the teachers don't get practical training in a structured literacy or maths type of intervention. So the teachers are not supported, and there is a big drain of teachers because they are leaving the profession due to the fact that there's such little support for them. Then some learners are just pushed up to the next grade despite the fact that they haven't mastered the previous year's work. And so the gap keeps growing. Then there's socioeconomic challenges where poverty, hunger, transport issues, a lack of study space, family stress and trauma, which is very real in this country.
This is a litany of woes. It's problem compounded by problem compounded by problem, all of which I'm hearing needs resources and significant resources to try and address.
Correct.
And I'm just thinking, in a country like ours, with the disparities of wealth that they are, it's just not going to happen, is it?
No, it's not going to happen. It's virtually impossible because those are the outside factors that are affecting the learning of mathematics in schools. we haven't even got to the child itself when we talk about learning difficulties if you haven't developed a number sense. So you don't understand what quantity is, what more or less is, place value. I mean, you heard Zuma trying to read numbers.
Yep.
He just couldn't. Estimation and the relationships with between numbers, and then working memory and language comprehension and sequential processing, following steps in order, which is essential for maths. Visual spatial skills, where children need to recognize patterns in order to later on read graphs, do geometry. Attention and focus. I'm talking about now ADHD children. Very often, if ADHD is treated, suddenly the switch goes on and the child is available to learning. So that just tells you that it's not necessarily dyscalculia. It could also be other learning difficulties like ADHD, like dyslexia, like language processing difficulties. And then you get to reasoning a problem and problem solving, and you're going to find this frightening. But kids attend school for years and years, and they come out not being able to tell the time, to calculate change, to estimate, to recall bonds and multiplication tables quickly. They don't understand quantity. It's very depressing.
You're freaking me out a little bit here, I have to tell you. I thought it was going to be a kind of easy fix. Let's do this, problem solved. But this is just not the case. This is systemic.
No.
This is structural. This is inherent in the system itself and the society. And I'm just wondering, Simon, wow. I mean, this is a real wake-up call for me. But where in the world where can you point to in the world as a success? Where they've had to overcome similar kind of challenges to the ones we face, the many challenges we face.
So I can't really speak to government schools. I mean, I know more or less in the private schools, the UK do have quite a good success rate in dyslexia that I know, and they're very aware of it. So I would imagine the same for dyscalculia. But if you're looking at us, a third world country where there's no money in the education department and it's not being used for the right type of interventions or teacher training, there's actually very little hope, and it's extremely depressing. Because how would we ever correct any of them?
I really need to have a chat with my producer about putting you at the end of my show, not at the beginning.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness me. And I mean, we haven't even begun to talk about the issues facing schools themselves. I mean, we haven't spoken about, is there an electricity connection, and do the teachers arrive,
yes,
and are the windows in place? And I mean, just basics here, just basics. So maybe we need to kind of stop thinking about the end point and just look at the absolute basics. Maybe that's where we have to start off, just one brick
absolutely
at a time. What do they say about eating an elephant one piece at a time? Maybe that's that's the solution here.
I think that would even be easier, but sorry to depress you.
Oh my goodness
me. if you look at the year 2025, only 34% of matric candidates did core math. Now there's two different types of math that you can do, core math or math literacy.
Yes.
They're two different subjects. One is not easier than the other. They are very different subjects. But maths literacy, I believe, all children should be doing, because that's the subject where you are taught.
And you've got the Minister of Education saying that we should be canning that, that there's no place for it, that it's dumbing down the syllabus. And I just recall an interview with Lorraine Schrager of King David not too long ago saying, absolutely not. Like 100% concurring with what you're saying. There's an absolute place for this.
Yeah. You know, core maths is for those children who have that intuitive mathematical mind.
Mm.
And children who struggle with that, why should they continue to struggle when they can do math literacy, which is so much more helpful for them in life? And the only students who need core maths are engineering students and medical students and any kind of scientific field.
Makes so much sense what you're saying. Makes so much sense. Why put them through the trauma? And you know that absolutely, absolutely makes sense. We're out of time. I'm going to leave it there. I just have to share something personal with you because you're a therapist and we've been talking about maths. An awful thought that has followed me my entire life is when I was probably 8 or 9 years old at Weizmann School in Sea Point, and my sub B teacher made me stand in the corner because I just couldn't understand how califactor worked, and it never made sense to me that a third and a half could add up to a whole, no matter how many pieces of color factor you put down. And it's just so absolutely crucial that the teacher understands there are different children with different ways of learning, and because you can't do maths doesn't mean you're dumb.
And let me tell you that avoiding that whole situation would have been so easy. First of all, when you're 8 or 9 years old, you should still be using manipulatives, physical objects, to work out maths. And there are so many things today that are available for that. You still have to do the concrete before you can expect students to go into the abstract. And the second thing, Simon, which is a massive thing, mm-hmm. is maths anxiety.
Yep.
A child put at the back of the class because they couldn't work anything out, have math anxiety and build a block.
Followed me
to
for
learning.
Life. Followed me for life. Yeah. Exactly that. Wow, what an interesting chat. Started off a bit negative, but I think we got to some sort of positive resolution here at the end. Simone Nering, thank you so much for chatting to me on the Home Run this afternoon.